This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It is 8:36. Total Information AM continues. I'm Debbie Monterey. For many, the holiday season and Christmas is the very best time of the year, and they can't wait to start playing holiday music, decorating, buying presents. But for others, the holidays are not so great for a number of reasons. Stephanie Korpel is a therapist and owner of Marble Wellness in Baldwin. Thanks for joining us again, Stephanie.
Good morning, Debbie. Thanks for having me.
Well, it seems like maybe something a lot of people might suffer in silence, because if you talk about how hard the holidays are, or you don't like this time of year, you're a Grinch and a downer.
But, yes.
But it is a struggle for a lot of people. So what advice can you give?
Yeah, I think it's really important for people to recognize that whatever works for them really is okay. And setting those boundaries are well within your right. And it may feel odd the first holiday you say no to something or break tradition, but it can actually be the break that kind of saves you for the rest of the year, or even sets you up for holidays in the future and kind of building out a new holiday season that actually does work for you.
One thing, too, is kids. They get so excited about Christmas. I remember my son, when he was younger, he would talk about Christmas starting in, I think, June.
And, Good for him.
Yeah, but high expectations can also lead to letdowns, especially, you know, when the kids put so much into this. So how do we as parents manage it?
Sure. I think starting the conversations early about what holidays are going to look like at your house can be really helpful. Kids are really good with previews of what's to come. And if you kind of put those guardrails in early, that can be really helpful for them. And also, while kids talk a really big game, and sometimes some of them do mean it, it is really important to remember that at the end of the day, kids really do just want their family, their social support network as their holiday. And so the small things really can be big for them, even if it's not the Polar Express event or all of the holiday lights and holiday parties. If they're with their people, their family, that really does deliver for them time and time again.
It is 8:42, and we are back with Stephanie Korpel, a therapist and owner of Marble Wellness in Baldwin, talking about how it can be a struggle this time of year with the holidays. Kids getting so excited, there's sometimes a letdown. Also, Stephanie, one of the things that I want to talk about is the bulk of the work that tends to fall on moms. While everyone else is having, you know, I love this time of year, and mom is a ball of stress and is like, how can moms make sure that they're not so disappointed and exhausted?
You're so right. It falls to moms, and it seems to be happening earlier and earlier every year, doesn't it? I mean, even Halloween is a multi-day event now. But I think moms really can take a moment to sit down and trim the fat from their to-do list. So I really encourage moms to not send out holiday cards if they don't want to. If you are purchasing gifts for a lot of friends and coworkers, buy one thing for everyone. Pick a candle, pick a favorite fuzzy sock, and just buy it in bulk. If you don't want to buy a lot of gifts this year, I also love encouraging people to just do something homemade, a big batch of fudge, and put it in small jars or cranberry sauce. The dollar store, if you don't want to homemade things, can be a wonderful place for budget-friendly baskets that you can put together. But really just looking through that list even of events and saying no from the outset, maybe pick one thing a week instead of three things a week. And then also being really clear about delegating out. Go ahead and get your spouse involved, your older kids, get them involved in cooking and baking and helping you with wrapping presents. But saying no and getting others involved can really, really help moms get a little bit of the holiday magic back, which is really important for the rest of the family to experience that magic too.
Yeah. The delegation means you still are carrying the mental load because you have to like hand out the tasks. But yes, if someone else is helping.
Yes. And if you start with some of that delegation this year, some of that mental load next year can be offloaded, but you're not going to be able to go from zero to 100 in one fell swoop. Unfortunately, I'd love to be able to help moms, you know, wave that magic wand. But yeah, that mental load is really, really hard, and lists are happening every which way. And then if you've got work parties too, it can overwhelm you and really rob you of the opportunity to enjoy the holiday yourself.
One of the many reasons why moms take on so much, And one of the reasons I think that a lot of people get a little sad around the holidays is social media, because you're flipping through all of your social media. Everybody's having these perfect get-togethers. Everyone's family is so happy and they're doing all these things. And it's a lot of pressure.
Yes. And everybody looks so pulled together in their holiday outfits on those posts, too. I really encourage people. I know this is hard, but I encourage people to just delete the apps off their phone for a couple of weeks. it's just better to go cold turkey, and you will realize how much you don't miss it. Your finger will go looking for those social media apps, but you'll really find that you don't miss the noise. And you've heard it before, but I think any therapist will repeat it as long as we need to. It really is a highlight reel. Even if you're seeing somebody's kids that didn't have a great Santa experience, even somehow those seem to look like funny and put together in some way. So even that doesn't always break this comparison of social media. So I just highly encourage deleting the app altogether.
Yeah, not a bad idea. For people who don't have family or friends around, or maybe aren't in touch, being alone during the year is not always such a bad thing. But when the holidays come around, it can be a really, really tough time to be alone. So what kind of tips can you give folks who are finding, you know, God, Christmas is really a bummer?
I know it can be so hard. That loneliness can sink in so much, you know, more loudly. If it's within your budget, traveling at this time of the year can kind of remove that sense of I quote unquote should be with friends and family. You know, taking a trip to someplace completely different can make you just feel like you're on vacation and a little bit disrupt some of that reflection about what others are doing and you are not. Otherwise, again, just looking at what traditions you want to start for or with yourself, going out to a fun holiday dinner solo, or ordering takeout, having a movie set up that's a favorite, even if it's not a holiday movie, but thinking through what would feel good to you, and whether it's holiday related or not, some sort of indulgent day full of your own favorite things may be able to help you absorb some of the other thoughts about being alone when others are not.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And one last one for you. A lot of folks had found that Thanksgiving was challenging post-election, that they didn't necessarily want to spend that holiday with family and friends who might not have been on the same page. I don't know if that is going to settle down by Christmas, but is it okay to skip the family gathering if it's going to be difficult, or should you try to suck it up and find a way to make it work?
Yes, yeah, so many of those depend on other dynamics, and that really should be you checking in with yourself. Another suggestion may be just moving the family holiday to something after the holiday. The family get together after the holiday sometimes is a way to still get together, but without all the fall draw and noise of the holiday. And it feels like you are getting to check that box of seeing people, but it's not with that same pressure. But certainly if it is going to be too chaotic or harmful to yourself or relationships to continue to be around them, it probably is better for everyone for that to be skipped or punted.
Stephanie, thanks so much for the tips and advice. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. It was great talking to you again.
You too. Stephanie Korpel is a therapist and owner of Marble Wellness in Baldwin, joining us on KMOX.